Welcome back to the Roundtable and another installment of Meet the Panelists. It's a sporadic segment we have here where we have an in-depth conversation with the Roundtable panelists to learn about their lives, their careers, and how they arrive at their various points of view that they present on the program. In this segment, Dean of the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University at Albany, Bob Griffin, joins us. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. And sporadic seems, or chaotic maybe be a better word.
Chaotic. Part of the idea of doing this is because we give that line of a Dean of College of Emergency Preparedness. What was the original career goal for you?
Actually, my original career goal was to be a big city manager. So be a city manager in a place like Minneapolis or one of the larger cities.
Where'd you grow up?
So I grew up right outside of Boston, mm-hmm. in a suburb called Reading. So I'm born and bred a Boston guy. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother was off the boat from Calabria, and my paternal grandmother was second generation Irish. So traditional Boston background.
Then the career goal to go and be a city manager, that's an interesting thing to think. To me, that's very specific.
I went to school at UMass, got a wonderful education with no real idea what I wanted to do in political science. It was my bachelor's degree, and some of the faculty saw something in me that I probably didn't see in myself and suggested I go to graduate school for a public administration, master's in public administration degree. And I really liked the hands-on element of working with people and working with communities and making a difference. And that's where that sort of came from. My first job, I was a town manager. So I started as a 24-year-old kid helping to manage a town, which looking back on it now seems really crazy, but it was a great opportunity.
You learn a lot.
Learn an awful lot. And through my career, even to this day, is that every job I've had has helped build towards where I am and who I am.
When I read the words emergency preparedness or homeland security or cybersecurity, it's very spy-like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my background, I'm sort of a type A personality, so the idea of actually—
Sort of.
Yes. So. All right, I'm a very type A personality. There's snorts all over the region right now. And the crossover into emergency management and homeland security and really came when I moved to Virginia, and I became a deputy county administrator. It's a county system in a strong county system in Virginia, in charge of public safety. I was also a volunteer firefighter. And for a number of strange reasons, I was asked to go over and take over the county fire department. So it was a really large system. We're talking, 1,000 plus volunteers, 28 stations, 400 career. So I didn't grow up through the ranks of the fire service, which I think drove some folks a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, it's your career sometimes is shaped by things that are completely out of your control. And one of those things was 9/11. So I managed the response for the county and to the Pentagon on 9/11, and that fundamentally changed our world. That was probably one of the most defining. It was the most defining event in my history, and that changed my total trajectory.
What were you responsible for? What did that entail?
So what I did was I marshaled the resources of one of the larger fire and rescue systems in the DC area. We were right next to Fairfax, which is right next to Arlington where the Pentagon was. And we started to send resources into both Fairfax and into Arlington and into the Pentagon to deal with the crash and fire and collapse of the building. And what I started to do is I played a large role in making sure that everything was staffed, that we had resources. We were moving huge number of personnel in vehicles. And at the same time, I was working with the Commonwealth of Virginia to pull additional resources as far away as West Virginia into Loudoun County to be prepared in case there were additional attacks or if they were needed down at the Pentagon. So it really showed me the work that we had done on mutual aid was incredibly important. We needed to do a lot more. The idea that we needed to create standards of training, standards of equipment, a lot of the lessons learned on things like communication and making sure the communication systems are compatible and interoperable. Are things that I took with me into my next job in Arlington County, where I stood up their new emergency management function, and at DHS, Department of Homeland Security, where I went in and worked in their science and technology directorate, dealing with a lot of these issues.
And this is as the Department of Homeland Security was being created. This was not a department that was there prior to that.
It was my initial interaction was with Governor Ridge, who became Secretary Ridge, when it was in office of the president. So it was within the White House. It was prior to the 2003 stand up of the department, the legislation that created the department. So I was part of, because of the locale and the experience, I was fortunate enough to be part of a lot of the work groups that helped stand up DHS.
So you can tell us now. Did they know what they were doing?
No.
Okay.
No. And they made some real mistakes. I mean, they cobbled together, 22 disparate agencies with different cultures, and they expected it to be fluid and DOD efficient overnight. And because of politics, they purposely weakened the secretary and the secretary's control over this enormous bureaucracy. And they people just don't want to realize that the Department of Defense, it took 200 years in order for it to sort of form into what we know it as today.
So it's new and it's being run by the government. So it's going to take a while before it fully forms to what it is.
Absolutely. It's new. It's being run by the government. It's in a location that had been a World War II naval dormitories. it was a treat. But as a country, Joe, we got really lucky. We had some really good secretaries. So, I talked about Secretary Ridge, Secretary Chertoff. I was able to work with Secretary Napolitano, Johnson, and Kelly. We were blessed with some really good secretaries.
And you then get a crash course in federal government and in dealing with the politics and the red tape of a government agency
at the highest levels. It was really interesting because I went in as a senior executive, and initially I was brought in to stand up the first responder group, which was helping the responder community in things like interoperable communications and protective equipment. And then I became the deputy undersecretary, so working directly with the undersecretary and the secretary. So I got introduced to the White House and Congress and politics. So I came with this kind of mishmash of experiences from local to the response community to the federal government. Same time I had completed my PhD, so I had a taste of academia. So it was a really interesting mix. I can say that it's intriguing. A lot of the folks in D.C. are incredibly hardworking, and it's also really intimidating when the vice president, who is now the president, is yelling at you because he wants you to do something that you can't legally do. So lots of fun experiences.
Bob Griffin is our guest. Meet the Panelist is the segment. And Bob is Dean of the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University at Albany. Bob, we'll end for today, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how you ended up at the university. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.